ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 42 रणिकासिपु टेररिजेस द यूनिवर्स। Is that right? Text 42 on the board. Uttama shloka pararavindayor nisevaya kinchana sangha labnaya tanvan param nirvritim atmano मुहुर दुसंग दिनश्य मना समाम व्यादात। स उत्तम श्लोक पदा रविंदयो रविंदयो निसेवय किंचन संगलब्धया तन्वान् परम निवृत्तिमात्मनो मुहुः दुसङ्गदिनस्य मनः सुमं व्यदात्। स उत्तमश्लोकपररविन्दयो निसेवय किञ्चन सङ्कलब्धया तन्वान् परम निवृत्तिम् आत्मनो मुहुः दुसङ्गदिनस्य मनः समं व्यदात्। स उत्तम श्लोक पररविन्दयो निसेवय किञ्चन सङ्गलब्धया तन्वन् परं निवृत्तिमात्मनो मुहुः दुसङ्गदिनस्य मनः समं व्यदात्। स उत्तम श्लोक पररविन्दयो निसेवय किञ्चन सङ्गलब्धया तन्वान् परं निवृत्तिमात्मनो मुहुः दुसङ्गदिनस्य मनः समं व्यदात्। स उत्तम श्लोक पररविन्दयो निसेवय किञ्चन सङ्गलब्धया तन्वान् परं निवृत्तिमात्मनं मरुः दुसङ्गदिनस्य मनः समं व्यदात्। सूतमश्लोकपरारविन्दयो सेवय किञ्चन सङ्गलब्धया तन्वन् परं निवृत्तिमात्मनं मुहुः दिसङ्गदिनस्य मनस्मं द्विविदात्। सूतमश्लोकपदारविन्दयो निसेवय किञ्चन सङ्गलब्धया तन्वन् परं निवृत्तिमात्मनो मुहुः दुसङ्गदिनस्य मनः समं व्यदात्। माताजी सा हि प्रह्लाद महाराज उत्तमश्लोकपररविन्दयो To the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by transcendental prayers. Nisevaya, by constant service. Akinchana, of devotees who have nothing to do with the material world. Sangha, in the association. Labdaya, obtained. Tanvan, expanding. Praram, highest. Nivritim, bliss. Atmana, of the spirit soul. Mahu, constantly. Dushangadinasya, of a person poor in spiritual understanding due to bad association. Mana, the mind. Samam, peaceful. Vyadat, made. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because of his association with perfect unalloyed devotees, who had nothing to do with anything material, Prahlad Maharaj constantly engaged in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. By seeing his bodily features when he was in perfect ecstasy, persons very poor in spiritual understanding became purified. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj bestowed upon them transcendental bliss. Purport. Apparently, Prahlad Maharaj was placed in circumstances in which he was always tortured by his father. In such material conditions, one cannot have an undisturbed mind. But since bhakti is unconditional, ahoituki apratihata, Prahlad Maharaj was never disturbed by the chastisements of Hiranyakasipu. On the contrary, the bodily symptoms of his ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead turned the minds of his friends, who had also been born in atheistic families. Instead of being disturbed by the torments of his father, Prahlad influenced these friends and cleansed their minds. A devotee is never contaminated by material conditions, but persons subjected to material conditions can become spiritually advanced and blissful upon seeing the behavior of a pure devotee. So uttama shloka pararavindayor nisevaya kinchana sangalabdaya tanvan param nivritim atmano muhur dushanga ninasya manak samam yadat. Because of his association with perfect unalloyed devotees who had nothing to do with anything material, Prahlad Maharaj constantly engaged in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. By seeing his bodily features when he was in perfect ecstasy, persons very poor in spiritual understanding became purified. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj bestowed upon them transcendental bliss. Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So later, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, part 3, instructions to civilized human beings, the instruction is given to Yudhisthira Maharaj, who received many great instructions from Yaksha Prashnaya and from so many saints. Yavan Rikaya Atma Rusopakalpam Jnana Sim Achutabalo, Dhanarastra Shatru, that one can achieve this stage of transcendence, Jnanasim Achutabalo, by serving the spiritual master. It's actually described in that chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Maya is the enemy. The modes of material nature is the enemy. And the living entity in this human form of body is the chariot. The weapon that one carries in that chariot to defeat the enemy, that weapon is described as knowledge, gyan. But sharpening the weapon, a dull weapon, can't defeat the enemy. So therefore one has to sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master. By serving the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. And he gets the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasadanagati kritopi. In which he can yield the weapon of knowledge, sharpened weapon, and conquer over the enemy. With a dull weapon, or if one can't handle the weapon, sword is very heavy, and if it's dull and heavy, one's going to lose the battle. But one has to sharpen that weapon. Gyanasim achyuta balo dhararastra shachu. Yavan rikaya atma bhasopakalpam. One has to serve the spiritual master. Unfortunately, most so-called spiritualists do not understand this point. Acharyamam vijaniyam namamanyeta karhichet. That one must serve a bona fide spiritual master. Not that one can just get spiritual knowledge on one's own and get the power to yield the knowledge and sharpen the knowledge on one's own. But according to the Vedas, one must have a spiritual master and serve the spiritual master faithfully. Srila Prabhupada, he was so transcendental. Nothing in this material world affected him. In 1976, he was afflicted with high blood pressure and was towards the end of his days on this earth. He was succumbing to a disease known as dropsy, which is failure of the liver and kidneys. His father also had that disease dropsy. Srila Prabhupada was 81 years old. But there were complaints about the cooking in the kitchen. So Srila Prabhupada, at this advanced age, then in a very difficult situation, went in the kitchen and trained the devotees personally how to cook. This is how you cook puri. This is how you cook the sabji. He sat in a chair next to the stove and cooked for the devotees. So there was one great friend of the Krishna Conscious Movement in Vrindavan. This was in Vrindavan in October, November 1976. His name was Bhagaji. Elderly man, about the same age as Srila Prabhupada, his late 70s. He was a big donor. He had donated some property. He lived right there across from the Vrindavan temple, practically on the property. He had donated some of his property. He was always giving and associating with Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came out of the kitchen and Bhagaji said to him that you did very well. And Prabhupada said to him, I can cook 100 preparations, I can cook all the preparations for 100 people in 1 hour. Bhagaji said, no, that's not possible, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, oh yes, I can do that. I will bet you, Prabhupada said, 1 lakh of rupees. I think it's 12,000 rupees. 1 lakh or 120,000 rupees. 100,000 rupees. That's what, about 500 bucks? I don't know. Prabhupada said, I bet you all these rupees, I can cook for 100 people, all main preparations, kachori, ladu, sabji, everything in 1 hour. Bhagaji said, I can't bet you. Prabhupada said, why not? He said, because if you do it in an hour, then you win the rupees. And if you don't do it in an hour, I win, but you ask me to donate all the rupees. So Prabhupada said, okay, then I've won. And Bhagaji admitted, yes, any way you look at it, I can't win this bet. Srila Prabhupada was such a Vaikuntha man. He was so transcendental. Even at the end of his days on this planet, physically 82 years old, suffering from dropsy, you've seen the pictures and the film, Prabhupada was only maybe 70 pounds. Still he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam till the end. And Srila Prabhupada told at that same time period, one devotee had come, devotee lady, I think from Europe, I'm not sure, with her daughter who was 16, who was suffering from leukemia and some cancerous problem. She only had a very short period of time to live, 16 years old. It's very sad. So they came, and the mother was very emotional. The child was very emotional. And Prabhupada said, so, everyone has to die. Prabhupada wasn't sentimental. He said to her, everyone's going to die. Whether you're an old man or a young man, everyone is going to die. You just have to be ready for that death to take place. Ready, you have to take shelter of Krishna and be prepared for leaving this world. Ante Narayana Smriti, to think of Krishna, of Narayan, at the time of death. And they asked some more questions, and Prabhupada was firm. Everyone's going to die. Don't think you're missing anyone, anything. This material world is not your place. We're thinking this is our place. We have our loved ones. We have our possessions. I can't leave this all. It's too much. But we'll be forced. The most amazing thing, Yudhisthira was asked, what's the most amazing thing? That everyone is dying, but I think I'm not going to leave this place. I think I'm not going to. But we will. We had made one contract of loan for the Burning Man Festival with Holy Nitai. And in the contract it said, in case of Sura's demise, because I was very sick at the time, the funds will be paid back to his son, Ram Nomi. Nitai was 30 years old, very strong, all-American boy from Ohio, Pennsylvania, very tough kid, but he left this world at 31 years old. Krishna doesn't say, okay, let's wait till you're 75. Let's wait till you're 80. My mother, she's 89 and still kicking, going by herself to the store, everywhere, 89 years old. Krishna doesn't say, but everyone will have to leave this world. Therefore, Prabhupada stressed to the girl, prepare yourself. Think of Krishna, pray to Krishna, meditate on Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and prepare for your next, your journey. And this is the message for all of us, that time and tide wait for no man. As sure, what do they say? As sure as death and taxes. Two things are sure in this world. Taxes and death. Nothing else is sure. Your happiness isn't sure. That's not guaranteed. No one said it was going to be a carnival ride. No one said it was going to be a rose garden. But what we are assured is death and taxes. First taxes, then death. What they say, there was one song that when you die, that sometimes when they close the eyes, because the eyes keep popping open after death, so they put pennies on the eyes. So I think our friend George Harrison wrote in one song that when you die, they'll tax the pennies on your eyes. The tax man. Death and taxes, that is sure. So, therefore, we have to utilize this human form of life from any age, whether we're young man, old man, for being very Krishna conscious, for thinking of Krishna, because we never know. Some truck is coming, some salmonella. I got a box donated to me of wonderful, wonderful mangoes. So juicy, so tasty. And in the news, they announced that 10 million mangoes were just recalled because they contain salmonella poisoning. So if I cough a little, you'll understand what's happening here. They recalled mangoes, not meat. Of course they recall meat. They found salmonella poisoning. And what is going on now? Again, this Hunta virus or some terrible virus is also traveling everywhere, killing young and killing innocent indiscriminately. The virus doesn't say, oh, you're young, let me just pass you by. No, virus goes to everyone. So therefore, Prabhupada stressed to this young girl that you're not missing anything. No one's gaining anything because they're living longer. This is a blessing. And take it and be Krishna conscious. Think of Krishna constantly. Focus on Krishna so you can be ready. Because Bhagavad Gita explains, if you think of Krishna at the time of death, then you attain this transcendental abode. So therefore, this human form of life is meant for sharpening the weapon by serving the spiritual master, to gain the knowledge, to yield the weapon, to get the strength from Balaram, from Krishna, to yield the weapon and to defeat Maya. Without serving the spiritual master, so many persons, they claim to be very spiritual. I'm also chanting. Someone is chanting some mantra. My mother, she didn't like that I gave up my material life to become Hare Krishna. I was scheduled to be a banker from my uncle's training, going to University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. But at 20 years old, I joined Hare Krishna. So she joined Namyoho Rengekyo. I said, what are you doing? She was chanting every day, Namyoho Rengekyo, Namyoho Rengekyo, Namyoho Rengekyo. And all these mantras. Asa, masha, nakadata, chenganakabata. You know better than me. In Japanese, my mother learned Japanese when she was 50 years old. I said, what are you doing? She said, they said that you can get anything you want. So I said, what are you praying for? She said, to get you out of Hare Krishna. I said, I don't think it's working. I'm still Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. She was chanting Namyo Rengekyo, and I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But I wasn't chanting for her to get out of Namyo Rengekyo. She could chant the mantras. There's some kind of impersonal benefit from her chanting. I don't know what it did, but she even got her Gahansa. Means she became a Brahmin of Namyoho Rengekyo. But she was still praying, please get my son out of the Hare Krishna. Please get my son out of the Hare Krishna. Let him go back to being a banker. Please let my son. I became a banker of BBT. Accountant for BBT. And even I joined the Interfaith Association of Interreligious Council of Los Angeles and the Parliament of Religion and the, Culver City Interfaith Alliance. They all elected me as their treasurer. I didn't even put myself up. If nominated, I shall not run. If elected, I shall not serve. But I became treasurer of all these organizations. I don't know how. It is my karma. Some of them have lots of money. So our business is to untain the Narayana Smriti, focus on Krishna. Someone may be chanting, someone was telling me the other day, oh, I heard this Mayavadi chanting, it was so pure, it was so blissful. This is the danger. That one has to keep oneself in association of pure devotees. Because if we associate with non-devotees, then we get influenced by their so-called spirituality. We say so-called not to be offensive, but because we understand from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, real spirituality means pleasing Krishna, not chanting for my own aggrandizement, not chanting so everyone will notice me, but chanting to please Krishna, chanting because Krishna loves chanting, chanting to serve the spiritual master. So we have a grave responsibility of keeping the association of devotees. Even Shankaracharya, before his death, he went with his disciples. He saw one grammarian. He was saying the perfection of life is to understand grammar. And he told him, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Mudha Mate. You are a fool and a rascal. Just worship Govinda, worship Govinda. He told him, Sat Sangatve, and all of the grammarian's disciples that were there, in front of his own disciples. He said, Sat Sangatve Nisangatvam, Nisangatve Nirmohatvam. Nirmohatvam nischalatatvam nischalatatvam jivan mukta. Satsangatve. By associating with the devotees, he told them. Satsanga. Hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting before the deities. Nisangatve. One gives up the non-holy association. Nisangatve. When one gives up that non-holy association, Nirmohatvam, he gives up the illusion. Nirmohatve, when one gives up the illusion, Nischalatatvam, one is on the path of spirituality. And Nischalatatvam, when one gets on the path of spirituality, he is on the path of Jivan Mukta, of liberated souls, of coming to the path of Jiva Mukti, of devotional service in practice. So we have to be very careful to associate with devotees and persons who are trying to please the spiritual master and Krishna. Then we'll be blessed, and even at the time of death, we'll be prepared as one devotee's mother. She was a born-again Christian. And her son was passing away here. What was his name? Sudama. Sudama. We were there. At the time of his death, he was leaving the body. He was going. And the born-again Christian mother said, Sudama, think of Krishna. Go to Prabhupada. She yelled at him, you know. And hopefully, I think, he used to obey his mother. She's a good mother. He's a good son. Can you imagine your mother yelling at you at the time of death? Go to think of Krishna. Go to Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. That's it. You can go now. Oh, no questions. We can talk about it outside. It's too late.
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years. Hey, honey.